So now we know the president's attorney will eventually wind up in a federal prison. But why exactly? Our WRVA reporter Bill Zimfer joins us this morning with the rundown of what took place with Michael Cohen and federal prosecutors yesterday. Bill?
Yeah, John, good morning. Yeah, Michael Cohen, who once said he would take a bullet for the president, took a little different kind of a bullet yesterday as he appeared for his sentencing. He entered guilty pleas, of course, to tax evasion and bank fraud, which were connected to his taxi business in New York City and were prosecuted by the attorney general there. Also, pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. That was part of the Mueller investigation. And pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations for helping arrange payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, two of the women who have alleged affairs with the president. So all these guilty pleas resulted in 3 years in jail for Michael Cohen. But it's not the last we're hearing from Michael Cohen. He says that he will continue to cooperate with prosecutors and is willing to tell everything he knows about Donald Trump and the Trump organization and administration in before Congress in an open session once the Mueller report has been released. So there's still a lot to come here, John.
So out of the guilty pleas that we found out were solidified yesterday, only one of them actually directly ties back to something connected to President Trump. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I think so. The campaign finance violations, possibly, and again, and right now, no direct link there.
Right.
But here's the real disturbing thing that is still to come. Yesterday, American Media Incorporated, which is the publisher of the National Enquirer and others, and the company that actually made that payment to Karen McDougal, they reached a non-prosecution agreement yesterday with prosecutors. So what else are they willing to turn over about possible involvement of Donald Trump? And the other one is, reportedly, the CFO of the Trump organization, Alan Weisselberg, has an agreement as well, that he has an immunity agreement. So the CFO of your company knows an awful lot. So the key to this is corroboration to Michael Cohen's statement. Michael Cohen, of course, an admitted liar. So if there is corroboration to some of the information that he can pass along, this could go a long way. And, John, I'd say right now the fuse is lit. Whether there's a dud at the end of it or a massive explosion remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting legal question, you know, whether a news organization can collude, to use a word that we're all studying these days, with a candidate or people associated with the candidate to kill a story. You know, in the days that I was a reporter, you'd spike a story or you'd come up with something great and then you'd go to the newsroom and the editor would say, I'm not running that story. Sometimes there'd be a good reason, and then sometimes you'd scratch your head and go, you know, I think it's a good story. Why wouldn't they? And it doesn't seem to me like that's an isolated case that just relates to Donald Trump and nefarious behavior on his part.
Yeah.
I can think of a bunch of stuff with Barack Obama that I don't think is true, but no one ever bothered to run the story.
Yeah, the only thing it is you know, the question is, what else does American media have? Do they have other stories that could relate to Donald Trump that they paid for and then killed and did not run that may lead to some type of criminal activity? And that's the question here. We now know that it was a campaign finance violation because in the statement, AMI said the payment was made to prevent this story about Karen McDougal from influencing the election. So, in essence, that was $150,000 that would aid the Trump campaign.
Well, that's an interesting legal theory. We'll see where we go with it. Bill Zimfer, our WRVA reporter, covering this story in New York and Washington. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks, Bill.